Radio Daily for halfway day. There it is. Halfway to the weekend, halfway to the convention. A long weekend for some folks, and good for those of you that get it. Not all of us do. That's just the way that works. Welcome to the 22nd of May. We find folks from GeekRadioDaily.com. And I say we, but on special assignment for the next few days, we'll be podcasting for Fritz Siegfried. And by special assignment, I, of course, do mean the bosses have decided, no, you got to go do all this extra nonsensical crap, so you're going to have to be the hardworking man. Hardworking man, he should just tell them to take this job and shove it. I'm the wonderful Billy Flynn.
Clever. Did you stay up all night writing that?
A good chunk of it. So this date in 1906, the Wright brothers, Orville and Wilbur, granted a U.S. patent for their new and useful improvements in flying machines, the first airplane patent in the U.S. 1925, Tokyo Broadcasting Station becomes the first Japanese radio broadcaster. 1930, an audience at Proctor's Theater in Schenectady becomes the first to see closed-circuit television projected onto a big screen. 1933, the Loch Ness Monster is first reportedly sighted by John McKay in Scotland. 1967, Mr. Rogers' Neighborhood, the longest-running children's series on U.S. television, airs its first episode. The Simpsons is not kids' TV. 1969, the Apollo 10 lunar module passes within 15.4 kilometers of the surface of the moon. The pass is intended to test the craft's landing radar, visual observation of lunar lighting, stereo photography of the moon, and execution of a phasing maneuver using the descent engine, making sure the Nazis weren't there. 1973, Xerox PARC engineer Robert Metcalf writes a 13-page memo in which he describes a method of transmitting data from early personal computers to the newly developed laser printer. As part of his Harvard PhD thesis, he calls his multi-point data communication system Ethernet. 1979, the discovery of Clovis-type projectile point found in association with mastodon remains provides the first solid evidence of the coexistence of humans and the American mastodon in eastern North America. 1980, in Japan, Namco releases what will arguably become the most influential arcade game of all time, Pac-Man! At the time of its release, most arcade games were space shooters. Pac-Man changed the world. 1982, according to Twin Galaxies, Eric Glick, age 18, scores 1,311,290 points playing Atari's Tempest for 1 hour and 30 minutes at a 7-Eleven convenience store in Houston, Texas, back when they were only open 7 to 11. 1984, at the Comdex trade show, Hewlett-Packard shows the LaserJet printer. It's based on the Canon 300 DPI LBP CX laser printer for $3,500. 1989, the first successful transfer of cells containing foreign genes into a human being is performed at the National Institutes of Health, part of the Moreau Project. 1990, Microsoft officially releases Windows 3.0 at a big ceremony held by CEO Bill Gates at the City Center Theater in New York City. 1992, 20th Century Fox releases Alien 3, starring Sigourney Weaver, Charles S. Dutton, Lance Henriksen, Tywin Lannister. Watch the not-quite-director's cut, it is a better movie. 1993, a full-length movie, Wax, on the discovery of television among the bees. 1993, a full-length movie, Wax, or the discovery of television among the bees, is broadcast on the internet for the first time. Yeah. Technology! 1995, astronomers Amanda S. Bosch and Andrew S. Rivkin discover two new moons of Saturn in photos taken by the Hubble Space Telescope. 1996, Paramount Pictures releases the film Mission Impossible. I enjoyed it, even if they gave away the entire movie in the opening montage. 1998, Disney Quest opens at Downtown Disney. In Disney World, it provides five stories of high-tech attractions, mainly consisting of advanced video games and simulators, and should never have gone away. Bring this back! Same day, same year, GT Interactive releases Unreal for Windows. 2001, America Online announces plans to raise its monthly fee for unlimited internet access from $21.95 to $23.90. And yes, that was still dial-up. 2006, Robotech, The Shadow Chronicles is shown for the first time in its entirety outside of Harmony Gold at the Cannes Film Market at the Grey One Theater to an audience of distributor representatives and staffers and everyone that managed to sneak in. Same day, same year, Wired Magazine releases the text of AT&T documents currently under court seal in an EFF case that allegedly described National Security Agency wiretap arrangements. On the same day, Newsweek runs a cover story on the NAS, NSA warrantless surveillance controversy, along with several stories summarizing what is known about the topic and speculations of the situation, which is the undermining of democracy in this country. 2007, the NASA Spirit rover team announces the discovery of a patch of soil on the surface of Mars composed almost entirely of silica. The discovery is touted as evidence that there may previously have been liquid water in the Gusev crater, as the doctor looked on and nodded. 2015, the Republic of Ireland becomes the first nation in the world to legalize gay marriage in a public referendum, or as we call it, marriage. Birthdays! Carmen Bacandiova is 20, that's Selena in Gotham. Maggie Q is 40 from Mission Impossible 3, Tori in the Divergent series, and Designated Survivor. Jennifer Goodwin is 41, he's just not that into you. Big Love, Once Upon a Time, Zootopia. Richard Benjamin is 81 from Catch-22, Westworld, that's the movie, Quark, Love at First Bite, Saturday the 14th, Ray Donovan, and Children's Hospital. 1783, William Sturgeon invented the electromagnet and electric motor. 1905, Bodo von Borries co-invented the electron microscope. 1907, Herge created The Adventures of Tintin. 1907, Sir Laurence Olivier from Sleuth, Marathon Man, The 7% Solution, Boys from Brazil, the 1979 Dracula, Clash of the Titans, and Blink and You'll Miss It, Sky Captain, and The World of Tomorrow. 1939, Paul Winfield from Sounder, Damnation Alley, Star Trek II, Terminator, Mars Attacks. 1940, Michael Sarrazin from The Flim Flam Man, Frankenstein, The True Story, and Gumball Rally. Which isn't the same without Dom DeLuise. Tonight, CBS has a new Amazing Race, and SEAL Team. ABC, live in front of an audience, Norman Lear's All in the Family and the Jeffersons. They'll be recreating classic episodes. Then all about All in the Family and the Jeffersons. Then Olerman and Ray's life. Olerman uses Ray's life as leverage as he tries to make the squad commit to a terrorist attack for the trust on the new Whiskey Cavalier. NBC, The Shy Try. All three of those. Fox, Master Chef, Celebrity Family Showdown, then Gordon Ramsay's 24 Hours to Hell and Back. The CW, it's a new My Last Days, and a new Jane the Virgin. On Freeform, in the aftermath of the shocking event, Ali, Mona, and the Perfectionist try to pick up the pieces of what's left of their lives. In a Pretty Little Liars, the Perfectionist special episode, I guess it is? FX, tensions continue to run high as the Staten Island Vampires prepare to host the biannual Vampire Orgy. On a new What We Do in the Shadows. That's right, biannual. Because you need some time, some breathing room. FXX, Hotel Transylvania 2. You don't want to see their orgy. FXM, Gone Girl. Followed by The Heat. Or probably just The Heat, and I didn't erase that from last week. IFC, Brockmeyer and Gabby are finally given an opportunity to call their first regular season MLB game for Oakland. But things don't go the way of their plan as they're confronted by a group of protesters on a new Brockmeyer. Paramount's got Creed, sci-fi, smoothie, forces Amanda and Sax to play her game if they want to get to Haley on a new Happy. TBS has a new Full Frontal with Samantha Bee, but we're going to be watching the Hallmark Channel. When a free-spirited woman and an organized man meet after their kids on insisting on adopting the same dog, the single parents decide on an agreement to co-foster the canine pal, but they first must learn to work together to create a home for the dog. Nikki DeLoach and Michael Rady star in Love to the Rescue.
The wonderful Billy Flynn takes a look at what happens when Salem's favorite couple takes off. It's your Further Adventures of Chad and Abby update. Miss Evans, the self-sufficiency class teacher, organizes a football team for the girls. And while I'd love to be tackled, most of them don't care. Lonnie does, though, because she grew up playing football with her brothers. Kate is also excited since she thinks that a school with two football teams will be twice as peppy. Gabby sees this as another chance to become popular. But their first game does not go good. They're up against the best team in town and are down 42-7 at the half as Stefan performs the halftime show. The team's so demoralized, they just quit. And that makes Lonnie feel terrible. The other team asks her to join them, but she's like, nah, I'm gonna stay with my school. And nobody asks Kate for a damn thing, which makes her feel worth less than anything. Even zero. Hashtag Chappy. Forever.
Looks like you've got mail waiting.
Hey geeks, with Charlie Says, I can rest assured that neither Matt Smith nor his hair have been typecast. Matt's doctor will always be my favorite because the last thing I can recall my dad saying clearly before a stroke scrambled his speech was when Dad pointed at his TV where I'd been watching the BBC America Holiday Doctor Who Marathon. Dad said, "There's something about that guy you've been watching all day," and I brace for Dad to say something critical. Not that he's more like that, but instead Dad said, "He seems really trustworthy. I'd like to have a cup of coffee with him." But for health reasons, I have to stick mostly to happy, funny stuff. I probably won't see Charlie Says, but it is good to know Matt is still getting good work. And I love the swearing Roomba, but I'm waiting for the one that yells, "Bust this bussing bus of bus house!" and donates a small of money to Child's Play every time it starts cussing. I love The Stinger. Is that a musical version of Men on Film from In Living Color? Am I just confused? Anyway, thanks for always being so much fun. That is from Bill. Well, Bill, thank you. We try to be, and that's fantastic. I love that your dad had that moment. That's fantastic. That's like many years ago before there was a Matt Smith when I come home and my dad's got like DVDs of the Christopher Eccleston Doctor Who. And I'm like, what are you doing with these? He's like, a friend of mine let me borrow them. I'm like, Yeah, but since when do you watch Doctor Who? He's like, well, I watched it when you were growing up as a kid. I was like, I never had any idea you were paying attention. Moments like that are magical. As for your musical version of Men on Film, I'm guessing you're talking about the stinger with What's Up With That, which would be Kenan Thompson's birthday from Saturday Night Live, and him just singing about movies. It's a great show. He never actually gets to his guests. It's fantastic. If you'd like to drop a note, please do. Don't forget to put in your guesses for where Chabby are. What show is it this time? We've given you some good clues. It's podcast at geekradiodaily.com. Or, of course, you could send a voicemail over to the magic number of
510-GRD-CROW.
An even better clue tomorrow.
Do you like to study? Are you kind to creatures of all shapes and sizes? Do you believe in monsters? Then Baron Davis and the Monster Rangers want you. Monsters hide in plain sight. Boys and girls can see them, and so can you if you just use Baron Davis's patented Imagine-Mate process involving self-discipline, wonder, and candy. Monster Rangers are kind, honorable, spooky, thrifty, and irreverent, while the evil Dr. Duke Davis and his plug uglies are mean, full of bunk, and your run-of-the-mill mullygrubs. Join us to help defend the land of Monstru. Monsters around the globe are in trouble and need our help. So if you've got the moxie, then log on to your nearby terminal and go to monsterrangers.com. Believe, study, protect.
Hey, it's Rock Lofton, all you nerds out there. You're listening to Geek Radio Daily.
And we're glad that you are. So welcome back to it. On this magic day, we got to go spend money.
Actually, I'm looking for a Batman number 14.
That's a very serious book.
Indeed. Serious, not so serious. Over in the long boxes from DC Comics, we'll find Batgirl number 35, Dial H for Hero 3 of 6, Martian Manhunter 5 of 12. But over the years, you know, Scooby and his gang have nabbed enough nefarious villains to fill a rogues gallery. But the tables are turned when they have to help a rogues gallery of the Flash's most nefarious supervillains. Can the gang rescue the rogues from the ghost of a fellow rogue, that sinister Spinner the Top? And if they do, can they also rescue themselves from the rogues? Find out in Scooby Team Up 48. From Marvel, as Guardians of the Galaxy number 9, Avengers number 19, Moon Girl and Devil Dinosaur number 33, or 43 even, but across the galaxy, Imperials, Rebels, and Scoundrels alike speak in hushed tones of the greatest gangster in the Outer Rim. Discover what makes the name of Jabba so feared in a crime story that stretches from the casinos of Canto Bight into the deserts of Tatooine in Star Wars Age of Republic, Jabba the Hutt, number 1. From Boom Studios, Avant-Garde's 5 of 12, Bone Parish 9 of 12, Faithless 2 of 5. From Dynamite Entertainment, Battlestar Galactica, Twilight Command 4 of 5, and everyone's favorite mistress of the macabre, Elvira, is spinning her wheels hosting horror film festivals at the local drive-in when she discovers the opportunity to get in good with George Rottmero, producer of the greatest, grittiest, most realistic horror movies ever. The Dark Damsel uses all of her charms to impress the mysterious movie mogul, and she is immediately cast in his latest scream-inducing spectacle. His masterpieces of murder and mayhem featuring the most realistic zombies anyone ever saw the side of an open casket. When she discovers the grave secret behind Rottmero's success, her dreams of superstardom might become deader than her undead co-stars. Will all of her efforts just be one big bust? Because Elvira knows all about big busts. Elvira, Mistress of the Dark, Spring Special, one shot. Archie Comics, Riverdale Season 3, number 3. Titan Comics, Secret Life of Pets, number 1. IDW Publishing, Ghost Tree, 2 of 4. G.I. Joe, Real American Hero 262, Star Trek, The Q Conflict, number 4 of 6, and all of your favorite suspicious characters are back in a brand new brain twister based on the timeless detective game. Ripe with puzzles, secrets, and lies, each extra-length issue also features brand new Clue game cards based on the comic. It's Clue Candlesticks, number 1. From Dark Horse, Invisible Kingdom, number 3, Zenoscope, Gretel, 3 of 5, Oz, Heart of Magic, 2 of 5. From Lion Forge, Rolled and Told, number 9. And with his back against the wall and dead body starting to pile up behind him, Detective Maynard pieces together the last clues to how and why his life has fallen apart so quickly. But the solution isn't one he'll be able to sleep well with. In Stiletto, 3 of 3. Over at Oni Press, you got Invader Zim number 43, from Image Redneck number 20, Rumble number 12, and Savage Dragon 244. But at Danger Zone, you got a new season, a new artist, a new costume. Katie Carva is back. Back from an alternate Earth, back from hell, back to running a comic shop by day and wielding other-dimensional parasite-slaying bloodthirsty blades by night. It's Vamp Blade, Season 4, Number 1.
I'm not wearing any pants. Film at 11.
Geek News! Take a look at the world from a geeky point of view. Sony Interactive Entertainment has announced the formation of PlayStation Productions, a production studio devoted to adapting best-selling Sony video game titles into film and TV productions, but Far too late to get Nathan Fillion as the lead for Uncharted, but not too late to get Aziz Ansari for Rapper the Rapper. Asad Kittlesbash will run, and Sean Layden will oversee the studio, whose first slate of projects is already in production. Setting up shop on the Sony Pictures lot in Culver City, the hope is that developing and producing the features and shows in-house, they can break the so-called curse of game-to-film adaptations, because sadly, not everything can be as epically epic as Scott Pilgrim. Sony's catalog, of course, consists of more than 100 original properties, including multiple Uncharted, God of War, Metal Gear Solid, Infamous titles, The Last of Us, Horizon Zero Dawn, Days Gone, Gravity Rush, Resistance, and more. But let's be honest, we want a collection of action stars in twisted metal with Batista as Sweet Tooth. McG, the filmmaker who sounds like a limited edition sandwich from McDonald's. You liked his Charlie's Angels. He's getting ready to take on another James Cameron property. You may remember that he made Terminator Salvation, which many people now admit is a decent flick, especially since Terminator Genesis has came out. After dipping his toe into the Netflix pool, he's ready to revisit Cameron Land, this time with a TV series adaptation of Cameron's iconic 1994 action comedy True Lies for Disney+. And yes, I do want Jamie Lee Curtis to redo that one scene. McG says this is a reboot, but there is talks to get an Arnold cameo in there. He'll work on writing this summer to start production who knows when. Nobody has the slightest idea. He has Cameron's blessing for the project and will get ours if he can correctly recast Bill Paxton's character and, of course, give us plenty of what we're looking for in an adaptation of the film. More tangos. If you are comfortable with admitting that folks can be nostalgic for 2004, then now is the time for IDW to help with a comic book sequel to Napoleon Dynamite. I personally reminisce about spending summers with my uncle in Alaska hunting wolverines. The awesome live-action cult favorite film that spawned a flawed cartoon is returning in comic book form, a four-issue series based on the 2004 movie. The story will take place after the film and will follow Pedro as he governs the student body, but his position is threatened when he's accused of having cheated to win the election, and it's up to Napoleon and Deb to clear his name before it's too late. And he will solve it, because he's got skills! Nunchuck skills, bow hunting skills, computer hacking skills! The comic comes from Time Cheetah co-creators Carlos Guzman Verduga and Alejandro Verduga, penning the story, and Adventure Time vet Jorge Monlongo doing the art. The cover for the first issue is done by Sarah Richard. My hope is it ends with Napoleon leaving to go and raise ligers to help develop their natural skills in magic. Deep learning, a form of artificial intelligence, was able to detect malignant lung nodules on low-dose chest computed tomography, LDCT scans, with a performance meeting or exceeding that of expert radiologists. And much better than that one guy who swears it's not the tumor. The deep learning system also provided fewer false positives and fewer false negatives, which could lead to fewer unnecessary follow-up procedures and fewer missed tumors if it were used in a clinical setting. For the record, false is not the F in F cancer that we speak of. Quote, radiologists generally examine hundreds of two-dimensional images or slices in a single CT scan, but the new machine learning system views the lungs in a huge three-dimensional image, says study co-author Dr. Mozir Etemadi, a research assistant professor of anesthesiology at Northwestern University Feinberg School of Medicine and of Engineering at McCormick School of Engineering. AI in 3D can be much more sensitive in its ability to detect early lung cancer than the human eye looking at 2D images. This is technically 4D because it's not only looking at one CT scan, but two over time. And apparently throws things at you. The authors caution these findings need to be clinically validated in large patient populations, but they say this model may assist in improving the management and outcome of patients with lung cancer. So if the Animatrix did not convince you that we need to be kind to AI, this should. They could save us, which is much better than them turning us into a damn copper top. And on a sad note, acclaimed Marvel Comics colorist Justin Ponsor passed away over the weekend. He was previously diagnosed with cancer and had been undergoing treatment. So see, let's help develop AI and be kind to it. The announcement of the passing was made on his Facebook account yesterday, which said that he passed away in his home, surrounded by loved ones, on May 18th. He worked on numerous Marvel comic books over the years, including high-profile titles like The Avengers, Defenders, Uncanny X-Men, Civil War II, Guardians of the Galaxy, Star Wars. He worked on several Spider-Man titles during his time at Marvel and was instrumental in the early days of Miles Morales. Outside of Marvel, you caught work of his in CrossGen and Wildstorm. In the wake of his passing, several of his colleagues went to social media to honor his memory, including writer Jason Aaron, artist David Marquez, artist Matt Wilson, Cully Hammer, writers Dave Slott, Kelly Thompson, Brian Michael Bendis, Marvel Editor-in-Chief C.B. Sabelski, and many, many others. Last February, a GoFundMe campaign to help cover medical costs was launched by Alex Carr, one of his close friends, after Posner opened up about the severity of his condition on his blog. The campaign ultimately raised a total of $5,400. We wish it could have done more, maybe helping those damn AIs, or just finding an effing cure for cancer. F cancer! You, sir, shall be missed. GRD is licensed under the Creative Commons Attribution Non-Commercial Non-Derivative Works License 3.0 license. Come check us out on Facebook and on Twitter and stop by the website at geekradiodaily.com. Make sure you visit us on Facebook and Twitter. If you're going to be at Balticon this weekend, come see us. I believe our show is on Sunday. What time? I don't know exactly. I need to ask the Flintstress, and maybe I can get her in for one of these since PRS is going to have to be missing out. In the meantime, drop us a note. It's podcast at geekradiodaily.com or send a voicemail to
510-GRD-CROW.
And we will see you at a time that is different than the one we're currently experiencing.
Right now, I wish I could crawl in a hole and pull it in after me.
Seems I found myself on the voyage of the damned.
You can waste time with your friends when your chores are done.
Good night, suckers!
No more of your long stories, all right?
Yeah, people aren't used to boring podcasts.
Is it safe?
Tell me what the it refers to.
Is it safe?
Yes, it's safe. It's very safe. It's so safe you wouldn't believe it.
Is it safe?
No, it's not safe. It's very dangerous. Be careful.
Come on. Open.
Okay.
That hurt?
Uh-huh.
No, I should think it would. Should take better care of your teeth. You have quite a cavity here. Is it safe?
Look, I tell you, I can't do it. Oh, please. Hey, please don't. No. No.
Okay.
Huh?
Is it not remarkable? Simple oil of cloves, and how amazing the results. Life can't be that simple. Relief, discomfort. Now, which of these I next apply? That decision is in your hands. So, take your time. Tell me, is it safe?